out dancing, and we have Michelle in the studio now. Michelle, do you want to go out dancing?
Yeah, always. Yeah,
you look like
of
you want
course.
To go out dancing. Yeah, well, you have been, haven't you? Because you've been on holiday, haven't you?
Well, I wouldn't say I was dancing on holiday. Been doing yoga.
Yoga, of course. Yes, one of your retreats.
Yeah. No, we did a bit of dancing one evening to celebrate birthdays. Yeah, so it's resident DJ.
Look, you've been away and you've come back again. And we did record a couple of episodes, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Just to make sure that people wouldn't miss out, essentially. But we've still been trying to find the theme tune for you, haven't we?
We have.
We have. And so we've had quite a few, haven't we? Right. Now, I'm going to play the one out today, and then that'll be about six altogether, because can you remember which one we've had?
I know we've got, I know four of them. So one was Bublé.
Yeah.
Beautiful Day.
Beautiful Day.
The other one, Fleetwood Mac.
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Bross, When Will I Be Famous?
When Will I Be Famous? That's your favourite one.
Did you do the Pet Shop Boys?
We did the Pet Shop Boys, yes.
My cheeky one. And did you do Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
And, of course, my favourite, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. My favourite at the moment. Yeah,
they're all the irony songs.
Yes, I love that. And they've got one that's coming up just because it's a random and, I made it about me. It's my favourite track. And what we're going to do next week, we're going to vote throughout the week, or not we, but you're going to vote throughout the week.
Listeners.
And let us know. Yeah, and let us know. Right, so Michelle, though, what have you got to talk about today? Well, I do know the subject, but...
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it's the whole reason you got me in the first place, and then I've been avoiding it, and only because it's all kind of back to autumn. So we're going to talk about midlife yoga, and why do I call it midlife yoga and not menopause yoga? And I know menopause yoga is taking the stage by storm right now. There's lots of teachers out there who are teaching menopause yoga, and there's nothing wrong with that. But why is it that I've chosen to do midlife, and what's the difference? So midlife yoga, it's aimed primarily at women, but I think midlife encompasses so much more than just the menopause.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the menopause. I'm not going to say anything negative about that, because we all go through it, whatever age we're at. But I think midlife is just a little bit more, we all seem to go through a lot of things that sometimes aren't just physical, right?
Yeah, sure.
We all have aging parents. Yeah. We all have aging parents. Some of us have teenagers. I have a couple, and I'm so glad they're back at school. And some of us have children that have left the house. And then we also have those other kind of things that would be menopausal, like brain fog and all that. But then there's midlife kind of encompasses, my hands are flailing around.
It's experiences.
Yeah, experiences outside of just the menopause symptoms that we talk about. So what do you expect in a midlife class? And I'm still waiting for Joe to come.
It's finding the time, as you know.
Saturday.
You know, 40 plus, and then you're in your 50s. Goodness knows what happens when you're in your 60s and 70s and 80s. You know, I mean, this is the thing, Michelle. It's just trying to find the time, isn't it?
Life gets really good after 40.
That's
the other thing, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's what my classes are all about. It's not, you know, sometimes you read all these things on social media and you hear things on the TV about, how horrible menopause is and how life-changing and world-ending. But it's actually not. And I think if you find the right people, you can find this kind of, I call it a sisterhood, really.
Sure.
And that's what happened in Spain, right? You have this sisterhood that comes together and it's there for support. So you need to kind of find that. But like you said, you become really busy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You might not have like the kids at home anymore. A lot of people have left work, especially like midlife women tend to leave work. Like I said,
because we're being carers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But you also find... You just become so busy. But so I totally get where you're coming from. I do get where you're coming from.
I've got my football on a Saturday, so
I know. I've got someone else who juggles her Saturday class with football, but she's a Chelsea supporter.
Oh,
so
dear, we get on. Move along, Michelle.
I know. We're trying to tell her Chelsea's not that important.
Yeah.
But so every week we do a themed class, and it's, like I said, not just about menopause symptoms. So we've done one for like grief and sadness, because we do get that. Loss, empty nesting. And I also look at the positive side of it. So having gratitude, weeks where we show gratitude for things we are grateful for having, because really we should look at it that we live in a Western world, and you look at what's going on around the rest of the world, actually...
Count our blessings.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly it. So I try to be really positive about it. Yoga is super, super gentle. It's not hardcore yoga. That, like I said, always, there's never standing on your head unless you want to. But it's aimed at people who, again, are curious in yoga and want to come.
Yeah.
And so that kind of thing. So, and it's funny because when we were on retreat, one of my midlife women who... she cracks me up because she was one of my first ever yogis. And when she wrote to me to get in contact, she called herself old. And then, of course, it's one of those email addresses that has your birthday in it.
Oh, right.
And I looked at her birthday. I'm like, you're the same age as me. Are you calling me old? I say, you're not old. You're only as old as your number or as you think you are.
Yeah.
But she was on retreat. And it's funny because all of a sudden one morning she comes out, she's like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel really happy. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and I'm just really, really happy. And I go, that's the yoga. That's the power of yoga, really. And like I said, yoga is not just about the poses, is it? It's about the meditation, about the breathing, and about that kind of connection with other people. So, so I don't know. Does that answer your one
does,
big question?
Yeah, it does, because, like, you know, I was a skeptic at first. You know, that's part of the reason I invited you on the show in the first place. And it was just going to be a one-off, wasn't it, essentially?
Yeah.
And then you came on and thought, oh, I want to know more. You look like you're going to know more. And actually, with all the breathing exercises and that, I do quite a lot of that, especially like when I'm sitting in traffic and stuff like that. And the cooling down one. We should do the cooling down one again really
quickly. Yeah, we should. I was thinking, it's funny because I was thinking about doing it for, obviously, this is the heat wave right now.
Yeah,
so I thought the cooling down one, we can do that. I'm happy to do that because I was gonna, you know, we did the Satanama in traffic, but I've got a different one. It's a heart opener one.
Oh, okay, let's do that.
So the same kind of idea,
yeah,
but I was doing my Satanama in traffic today. So, if you're new to us or you've done this one before or don't remember it, we're gonna use the fingers. So, we're going to touch thumb to pointer finger, index finger, then thumb to middle finger, then thumb to ring finger, and then to pinky finger, because each one is going, well, instead of a syllable, it's going to be a word today.
Yeah.
And it's more of a mantra meditation for a heart opener for loving kindness, really, for yourself. So, and especially, again, if you're a parent out there and kids have just gone back and you're feeling a bit stressed, and I understand that there's parents out there who, like me, are grateful that our kids are back at school. But I was kind of lonely without them today. But so this one's for anybody out there who needs a little bit of a heart opener. So let's start. We're going to bring the thumb to the index finger. And the first word is love.
Love.
Then we're going to touch the middle finger is.
Is.
Ring finger within.
Within.
Last finger me.
Me.
So it's going to go...
I thought you were going to say love changes everything then, but no, sorry. I've
That's not the
it.
Song.
I've gone, no, sorry, say again. Sorry.
That's a good
sorry.
One. So we're going to go touch the first finger. Love is within me. So just keep touching your fingers, repeating each word with each touch. So love is within me. Love is within me.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep going. And anytime you need a little bit of self-love, a little bit of a pick-me-up, just repeat that to yourself.
But that's really good, because it is actually when you're pressing each thing finger with your individual finger with your thumb, you can feel it. And the first time you do it, you do feel a bit silly. I'll be honest. Yeah. I did. I thought, well, I look silly. I'm doing it under the table. I don't even want to show you. but then, like, as you are doing it, then it does make sense. And you can feel it as well. So you can feel the difference as you're saying each word individually as you're touching the finger. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Yes. So listen, I can't play the track yet. I'm going to have to play the ads out, and then I'm going to play the track after. Going to hang around?
Yeah, I'll hang around. Of course.
Excellent
I am.
Stuff.
Yeah. You're not going anywhere with that traffic.
Brilliant.